This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
When did it happen?
Last night. Another heart attack.
Oh, poor Anisha. Yeah. I know her mum wasn't well, but I didn't think that...
No.
Is Rex getting packed?
Yeah.
Well, he's doing the best thing by going up to Glasgow to be with her. It's what I'd need.
Agreed.
No, Toby, Rex might come in.
Sorry.
Yeah. Don't be.
If you hadn't worn that, I'd probably be able to keep my hands to myself.
Sharp.
It's clearly intended to be a turn-on.
It's mum's from a million years ago. The wool's all frayed.
The rabbit on the front doesn't look too pleased either.
It's a reindeer.
No.
Yeah.
I may need to take a closer look at this.
Toby. No, Toby, it would be awful for Rex to walk in and catch us having a laugh.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm guessing you're covering the work here while he's away?
Mm-hmm.
Although you must be pretty busy with the gin.
I'll find time.
Look, if you need a hand with the geese while Rex is away, just ask.
What if your parents decide to book that holiday they like the look of? You'll be neck deep running Brookfield for the next week or two.
It's exactly 2 months to the wedding today. 2 months and... Jenny doesn't even know what she's wearing.
Right.
If I can go over there and nudge her in the right direction.
Well, if you'd rather that than a lazy lie-in with me.
Oh, excellent. James and Leonie can come for a visit on Thursday.
Oh, are they going to stay?
Yeah. Oh, but with Linda and Robert.
Ah.
Oh, I can't wait to see Mungo. 3 is such an edible age. I need to enjoy every moment I can with him. Family's so important. It anchors you down, reminds you where you belong.
Aren't you spreading yourself a little thin?
The thinner the better for the bride-to-be, darling.
Nonsense. I simply mean with Amside work and all the wedding arrangements.
Yeah, well, I just want to surround myself with family and friends. Now, flirty drop or sophisticated stud.
Eh?
Earrings with his dress.
Oh, no, that it's got to be the flirty drop. They're beautiful.
My thoughts exactly. Do you know, these were handmade by locals in the foothills of the Atlas Mountains.
Really?
Yeah, I was trying to give the shopkeeper more for them, but he was offended at not being haggled with. You know, it always made me feel uncomfortable back then. Suppose I was usually travelling alone.
Then you'll be an expert at haggling in the Pink City. Only this time, you won't be alone.
What?
Jaipur's known for its gems.
Jaipur?
Our honeymoon.
You've booked?
India. Delhi, Jaipur, Agra and a grand finish in Mumbai.
Oh, Justin, I can't believe it. Oh, how exciting. We are honeymooning in India. Oh, darling, I'm such a lucky girl.
Well, maybe you should check again.
Ian, the phone's right there. If she texts back, we'll both hear it.
Yeah, no, but I've been washing up and sloshing about in the sink and we've been talking.
I know, and I agree.
What?
Karina. She's great.
Well, she's perfect, isn't she?
Not quite. Bristol isn't exactly next door.
Well, you don't think she doubts her seriousness? I mean, we're so keen on Skype, and then we text her to say 2 weeks on Wednesday is the earliest we can do for a meet-up. Doesn't exactly say eager, does it?
No. But with the Hunt Ball this weekend and Karina busy with Bonfire Night next weekend.
I wish I could get some leave from work, but I just can't at the moment. I thought Thursday would be possible, but I've got the interviews for the interim restaurant manager. Oh, it's her. Is it her?
Hang on. Yup.
Well? What did she say, yes?
Oh.
Well, don't tell me she's busy that day. Well, she's not interested, Adam.
She wants to come here.
What?
She's free that day and would love to see us in our space. What's wrong?
She's coming all the way here from Bristol.
So we can't have made a bad impression.
I've got a funny feeling.
You said she was perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I think she may well be the one. We can't screw this up, Adam.
We won't. Hey, come here. Oh, what's this?
Oh, I totally forgot. I need to call Justin and Lillian. Let them know I've got the wine samples for the wedding breakfast.
Someone's going to have a jolly time at dinner tonight.
How was it?
As expected. Jenny even tried to sell me on a dress she bought two Christmases ago and didn't wear. So we're shopping on Friday. And I've got the Greek yogurt, tortilla chips and jalapenos you needed. What's it all for?
Zucchini surprise.
Oh, sounds tempting.
Well, it ain't posh nor
sure. All the better.
But my Mexican flatmate and I made this dish most weeks for a whole year in the 60s. It was always a crowd pleaser.
Well, I can't wait. It does look rather a lot for two.
Ah, no, Ian rang. He's got the wine samples for the wedding breakfast, so I asked if he and Adam would like to join us. The more the merrier.
Super.
Yes, I finally managed to look over the menus you and Ian have been working on.
Who are you and what have you done with my fiancé?
Well, with you so eager to get things moving since Friday, I thought we could talk menus, sample wines and enjoy zucchini surprise in one fell swoop.
Oh, Justin, you are full of surprises today.
Another lamb chop?
Thank you. I needed this. Oh.
Me too. Although Elizabeth would not approve of leftovers straight out of the fridge with no plates.
What she doesn't know...
Oh, thank God. Oh. I thought you were Freddy and not a Tando.
Lily, hi.
Hello, Toby.
Lily.
I'm not interrupting, am I?
No, we're almost done. Toby was just leaving.
Oh, don't stop on my account.
Stop what?
Are you not even going to heat that?
We're done, actually. Toby was on his way out.
You said?
Yeah, I was.
I'm after dessert. Leave space for some crumble, Toby. Oh, Freddy!
What?
This was more than half full when we finished supper.
Oops.
No, not oops, Pip. This is much bigger than oops. It's like living with a caveman. He's in his room now with Nolotando.
Oh, Nolly's here, is she?
No, not Nolly. Never Nolly, Pip. It's Nolotando.
Oh, right.
They're in his room playing some video game, shooting zombies, eating our pudding.
Well, we're actually pretty full.
Yeah, so. I mean, I'm sure there's some ice cream or biscuits.
Want crumble. Oh, Freddy.
Sorry about that.
I'd better go, then.
No, have a coffee. I'm sorry. I just got a bit nervous when she came in.
We could go to your room.
Oh, Toby, I would love to, but with Lily, Freddy and Nolly up and about...
Yeah, right. Coffee, then?
That's him, gentlemen. Meet Alejandro.
Wow. That is one serious moustache.
Alejandro was serious about being Mexican.
Hey, don't get any ideas.
I don't know. I think it'll suit me quite well.
Well, you both deserve congratulations for inventing zucchini surprise.
Yeah, here, here.
Oh, are you still sifting through those albums?
Guilty.
Right, well, I'm taking this little madam out for a walk, see if I can't shed some extra calories.
Oh, it's quite late, darling. Why don't I...
No, you don't get out the menus that easily. Ian, make sure he discusses them.
Why don't I come with you?
Great.
Oh, no, there's really no need, Adam. Look, I've got Ruby.
Nonsense. I'll get my coat.
Right, well, let's clear some space.
Oh, well, who's this? Oh, she's beautiful.
Marianne... Yeah, she and I were an item back then. I can honestly say at the time I felt she was the love of my life. Surprisingly, it didn't last very long.
Shame.
No, not really. Better to have loved a short while than never to have loved at all. True love, Ian, is always worth grabbing with both hands. It's never too late.
Toby's gone, has he?
Oh, Lily, you scared me.
Why? Sneaky Sunday booty call.
Come on.
What? It looks like it's all going well now after, you know, last week's wobble.
We're just helping each other out.
So that's what they call it these days.
Lily.
Anyway, here, look, I came to give you this.
What's this for?
Not what, who?
Toby, what does he need a key for? We're only... Well, I mean, yes, we're seeing a little more of each other, but, you know... It's...
Yes, I do. So he should have a key, if only to get in and out without tripping the alarm and waking Mum.
So Elizabeth knows about this?
Well, it's your business, Pip. Just give him the key. Good night.
Night, Lily. Thanks.
You know, I can't tell you how good it is to see you two so in love.
Yeah.
You're like teenagers, and I mean that in a good way.
Oh, Adam.
Whatever our concerns recently about he who shall not be named, it's clear as day that you and Justin were made for each other. Lillian, what is it?
Oh, Adam.
Everything's okay with Justin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then what?
Matt.
What's he done now?
We, not he.
I don't understand.
I've been seeing him.
What?
No, not like that, but we have been seeing each other.
So last week you lied to me?
No. Yeah. Oh, I don't know anymore. We've met up a few times. He invited me to a literature festival, and I helped him persuade a mutual contact for his business venture as well, and...
You accepted the invitation?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I...
Oh, no. No.
I do. I love him.
So you're just stringing Justin along?
No, I love Justin.
You just said...
Yeah, I know what I said, Adam. This isn't easy. I love two men. I do. There's no escaping it. Or them. I'm ill. I'm sick. I must be.
This is ridiculous. He's doing this to mess with you. I mean, isn't he going soon for good?
Yeah, a week today.
So... He's just trying to ruin your life before he heads off.
He said we had something that would never go away. Said if I marry Justin, I'll end up like... No, it doesn't matter. You really believe it, Adam, that Justin and I were made for each other?
Of course. Surely you can see that. He's besotted.
Yeah. And he is exciting, isn't he? I mean, you know, the honeymoon in India, the...
Lillian. Stay away from Matt Crawford. Get him out of your head. Don't let him pollute your relationship with Justin. He's not worth it.
Yeah, you're right. You are so right, Adam. I need to keep away from him.
Pip told me about Anisha's mum.
Oh, yes.
With the Hunt Ball and Anisha away, I thought you might need some moral support.
Oh, bless you.
Have you heard from her?
No, I don't expect to. Not for a few days at least. Alistair called Rex. He went up to Glasgow to be with her as soon as he heard. She's bearing up, for her father's sake, probably.
I suppose she'll be there until the funeral.
And a while after, I'd imagine. Her father's not well, and her mother was his carer. Poor girl needs to sort out the funeral arrangements, look after her father, and find him somewhere decent to live.
Well, it's important she takes the time to do it right. And the grief probably hasn't even hit her yet, not properly.
It's difficult. Alistair's made it clear she's to take all the time she needs, but I know he's stressed about it.
Understandably. I thought you had someone to cover.
Oh, Graham, yes. He's a brilliant vet, don't get me wrong. But with Alistair so busy, I end up fielding constant questions. I thought it'd tail off as he settled in, but it hasn't.
That can't help. And the other issue?
Alistair received a letter from the college this morning. They found no fault with his morbidity report on the dead horse.
Oh, that's great, isn't it?
Oh, it's a small mercy, I suppose. But it makes me so angry, Elizabeth. I know we've been exonerated, but it won't bring Latif Hussein back. And I'm sure it'll take a little longer for the rumours to die down, whatever conclusion the college have come to. Oh, it's all such a mess.
Oh, that looks nice.
I shouldn't, but I really needed you.
Oh, I barely managed a piece of toast on my way out the door. Got a shift at the Bull in a bit. So, what's brought on the bacon butty?
This.
Oh.
It's Robert's campaign leaflet.
Strong and stable. Vote Robert Snell for a better Ambridge.
Compared to my efforts, black and white, no pictures, printed on a sheet of A4, and it's slightly off-centre. His are everywhere. No. If elected by the good people of Ambridge, I pledge to... Look at that list of pledges.
He does have a tremendous amount of nasal hair, does Robert?
That's not the point. He's got glossy threefold leaflets, a slogan, and pledges coming out of his ears. How am I supposed to compete with that? I've got 3 jobs, 2 kids, and no money. What?
Nothing. It's just... From this angle, it could be a photo of Linda with less hair.
Don't be daft.
Well, they say couples end up looking alike.
I thought that was pets and their owners.
Oh, watch out.
Oh, no.
Morning, ladies. Sorry to interrupt. Is Fallon here?
We've popped out.
She said she's popped out.
Oh. Thank you for clarifying, Nick. Hmm? Wasn't quite sure what words were swirling about in there with your partially masticated sandwich, Emma. A word of advice. Even as a potential community representative, publicly consuming a bacon sandwich so voraciously can have disastrous consequences, as we well know. So, given Fallon's out, might I interrupt your breakfast and ask whether I can put up a poster or two?
Oh, more pictures of your handsome hobby.
No. A call to all budding directors for the panto. Oh. I've already asked Alice and Fallon, Kenton, Kathy, even Kate, but no one feels able to give it the 100% commitment it needs.
So you're not directing this year?
Alas, I have far too much on. Speaking of which, I ought to be en route to Greg Abel's as we speak. May I leave a poster with you, Emma?
Sure.
Thank you. Turned out rather well, didn't they?
Sorry?
Robert's leaflets. Well, I must dash. Oh, dear. Got a spot of sauce on your blouse, Emma. Image is everything. Toodaloo.
Right. I better make tracks too. What?
I'm an embarrassment, that's what. How did I get it in my head I could even stand for parish councillor, let alone win?
Hey, come on, we need someone like you. Not another old fogey to make up a full set. And it isn't all about image. Look, what counts is the story that comes with you. Working mum with 3 jobs, surviving. I'd say that's better than a few fancy leaflets and excessive nose hair, wouldn't you?
If you'd rather not, then I can just hand it back.
No, she was right. It is better he have a key. I mean, if you and Toby really are together again...
Oh, don't say it like that.
No, I'm not one to judge. I'm simply curious. I mean, are you and Toby...
We're spending more time together, that's for sure, but it's more as mates. Although, well, I think we're more than that, but I...
Look, come on. I need to have a quick chat with Jessica. One of the Falcons damaged its wing last week. Will you walk with me?
Please have a leaflet, Shula.
Thanks, Linda. I will look over it, just not right now. I'm actually here to see Ian.
Oh, for the hunt ball, no doubt.
Yes, I need to make some adjustments to the menu. Delayed food allergy notification. And apparently we must have a cupcake tower.
Oh, sounds delightful.
Yes, although I'm not quite sure he'll be interested in cupcakes at midnight.
Well, I suppose younger guests might be peckish at that hour. Personally, I can't digest a morsel beyond 9. Shula?
Matt Crawford?
Yes, with Latif Hussein. They must have some business on at the moment. He's been here a few times. Oh, I think Matt's waving at you, Shula.
Yes, he is.
Poor thing.
They can look vulnerable when they're injured, can't they? But Jessica's so good with them. Shall we head back up? We can continue our discussion on matters of the heart.
Oh, I've already rambled on forever.
Your family, Pip. If you need to talk, I'm here.
And you're sure you won't say anything about me and Toby to Mum and Dad? Or Gran, for that matter?
I won't.
Thanks. That means a lot.
Although...
Oh, I knew
no,
it.
I just want to say, don't let your parents find out from somebody else. You know, like last time.
No.
It'll only get you into hot water. And you won't be the only one if they find out I've been handing Toby keys without saying a word to them.
You don't like him, do you?
That's really not what matters. The point is, if you want to convince Ruth and David that you know what you're doing, then you have to trust them with the truth, when you're ready.
We're not trying to keep it a secret, honestly. But I just want to know what it is before everyone else starts judging it.
It sounds sensible.
But he won't be getting the key for a week or two now anyway.
Oh?
Yeah, Mum texted. She and Dad booked that holiday in Portugal.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so... Well, I'll probably stay at Rickyard while they're away. And I definitely won't be inviting Toby there. No, not after last time.
Oh, so you're leaving me with Lily and Freddie. And Nolly.
She's been over quite a lot recently, hasn't she?
Yes. And Freddie doesn't need any more distractions. It's his first GCSE maths paper next week.
Oh, he's doing retakes again.
Yeah, I probably ought to keep a closer eye. Nolitando is a handful as well, so the two of them together...
And they'll be fine.
Well, if not, you'll help me with the good cop, bad cop routine?
As long as I get to be bad cop.
Done.
Oh, he was in here the other night. He's a nice bloke. He even came up with some ideas for my Halloween cocktails.
Oh, he's nice enough. But for all his equine expertise, he can't even sort out his own sat-nav.
I'm sorry, Sheila. I don't mean to laugh.
It's not funny. I can't complain to Alistair for fear he'll implode in front of my eyes.
And there's something else?
Is there? No, I already told you about the letter from the veterinary college.
Sheila, it's the week of the hunt ball. You're a stable hand and a vet down, and you're in the bull with me? This isn't really all about Graham, is it? Is everything okay between you and Alistair?
Oh, he's under such a lot of pressure. It's just as well we've barely seen one another.
Well, then what?
I can't help thinking... Roberta, she couldn't have caused all this trouble, even if she wanted to. I don't believe a disgruntled stable hand...
Ex-stable hand.
Exactly. Could bring both businesses to their knees in a couple of weeks.
Oh, you know how rumours spread around here. And you're not on your knees.
Yes, but at her worst, I think she'd be capable of bad-mouthing us online. But the teeth pulling out?
It's most likely a case of bad things coming in threes. No one could have foreseen Anisha's mum dying.
No, I suppose. It's just...
What?
I saw Matt with Latif this morning at Grey Gables.
Yeah, well, don't worry about him. He's leaving on Sunday. Linda said.
Yes, but you don't think...
What? Oh, no, he wouldn't. Would he?
He was furious when Anisha landed Latif without his help.
Yeah, all right. I mean, he's capable. We both know that. But he's catching a fly back to Mexico or Puerto Rico or Timbuktu for all I care. He's leaving for good at the end of the week.
Exactly. One last thrust of the dagger before he goes...
I thought I'd pop over in my break, give you an update.
Go on, then.
I've just arranged to speak to the parents at the mother and baby group this afternoon.
Oh, that's great!
Yeah. I have to try and find my audience wherever I can. And the first thing I thought was the mother and baby group. It was such an important place for me and the kids. I might not be able to rustle up professional-looking leaflets, but with Robert's strong and stable, I've got energy and empathy.
Yeah, see? You're a yummy mummy with attitude.
Like that. I reckon with people like you and Jim on my side, I might not win, but I can sure as hell put up a decent fight.
Nick, could you bring a brandy over, please? Make it a double.
Right, I better go. Coming right up. Oh, and don't know how, but a load of glossy leaflets. Can't think what they're about. Got ruined when I emptied out the drip trays. Ended up in the bins, I'm afraid. Oops.
You didn't.
Guilty. Here you go.
Oh, thanks, Nick.
Pleasure.
Kent.
No, drink it. You need a real drink.
I'm not going mad, am I?
I wish I could say something different, but you could be right. I mean, like you said, he was sniffing around the stables after Anisha, winding up you and Alistair in the process. And when you managed to bag Latif without his help, that kind of pleased him. He had nothing to use as leverage.
I keep seeing the way he smiled this morning, waved at me. It's like he wanted me to notice him with Latif.
And what will Alistair say?
Nothing.
Well, you think he won't believe it?
Alistair doesn't need to know. And if it is all down to Matt, I'll handle him myself.
Hello, Adam.
Jim, hi. Out for your morning constitutional?
Unlike the lightweights who stop at the first sign of winter, yes.
Hard walk if I didn't have so much to do.
I won't hold it against you. Quad bikes are useful on a large acreage, I'd imagine.
Indeed.
Do you know which way you'll be voting? The new parish council member?
Sorry, Jim. I haven't had a chance to think about it yet. Though we did get Robert's leaflet through the door.
Ah, yes. I'm surprised they haven't hired a helicopter to airdrop them over the entire village. Of course, Emma Grundy's standing too.
Yes, Helen heard her speak at the mother and baby group yesterday. Said she was very impressed.
Excellent.
Well, you sound pleased.
Let's just say it's refreshing to have someone so young and unexpected taking an interest in local matters.
Ruby, take it easy, girl.
What's Joe doing with Ruby?
Trying to keep up by the look of things. Morning, Joe. I see you found a friend.
Yes, Ruby. Slow down, girl. Oh, plenty of time.
She's an energetic little pup.
You might want to keep her on the lead.
Oh, yes. That's good advice, Adam. May she thank you. I might have bitten off a bit more than I could chew.
Pet sitting for Lillian?
Oh, no, for your mother.
Did Mum say why she's got Ruby?
Oh, your aunt's sick as a dog, apparently. Oh, pardon the delusion. Can't leave the house nor nothing.
Good of you to help out.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Well, I better get on.
Of course. Good to see you, Adam. And don't forget to vote.
I won't. Bye.
No, girl. Your link coming off your link.
So, Joe, just walking the dog out of the goodness of your heart.
The weed back home's way more potent than this stuff.
Psh.
Get high on one whiff from a mile off.
Do you miss it?
The weed?
No, home.
Oh, I miss Joburg. Not Durban as much.
How come?
Joburg's just better. More life.
And Durban?
Not as mixed. Not as much to do. Means there's more time for my dad and grandparents to moan at me for not thinking about my future enough, working harder.
Yeah. Welcome to my world. You should try having a twin who's a straight-A know-it-all.
Ah, it's gone out again. Will it ever stop raining?
Come here. Look, cup your hands around it.
It's harder when you're the eldest. Sipo has it easy. Your parents screw up with you, then get it right with the next in line.
Yeah.
I can get straight A's if I want.
Like Phoebe?
Yeah, but even that won't be good enough for them.
I hear you.
Is there anything else to do around here besides Apple Day? I mean, Apple Day. What's that about?
Hey, don't knock the countryside for not being the city. They're just, you know, different.
Oh, so I should just go back to where I come from if I don't like it?
No. I just mean, you know, if things are that heavy back home, then maybe try and enjoy the village for what it is. I know, it takes practice. And you are right about Apple Day. It got a bit much when I had to spend half an hour listening to Joe Grundy talking about mushroom picking season.
Whatever blows your hair back, I suppose. My mother tried to make me go. I'm glad I didn't. Bad enough I've got to start college next week.
God, you're really not having a very good time here,
you
are
mean
you?
Mean getting stared at by old white people whenever I leave the house?
They stare at everyone. You should have seen the looks I got for this.
Yeah, but eyebrow piercings come out.
Suppose.
For real, I reckon even the animals are staring at me.
Hey. Mushroom picking season.
Huh?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
In spite of all his family's protestations, knowing he'd been cut off from his title and inheritance, he and his English maid returned right here to Borsetshire.
Ah, intriguing. I wasn't aware of this story. Are you sure Jennifer found it in her history of the county? What was his name again?
No, we don't have his real name because he changed it, didn't he? So as not to be recognised.
Ah, and the maid's name?
Esther. Esther Tussock.
Hence the name of the apple, of course. I wonder where the tumble came from.
Ah, no, I'm glad you asked me that, Prof. It was on a royal visit to England that the Danish prince took a tumble from his horse and was nursed better by Esther at her father's farm. Oh, it's love at first sight. Her father renamed the apples Tumble Tussocks on account of how they met.
The nurse and the patient, 'twas ever thus.
Mm. Ah, of course, it was the cider that ailed him so swiftly.
Cider?
Well, Esther was the best cider maker in the region, you see. And when they returned to England, penniless and rejected, they made cider together for the rest of their days.
So, did Jennifer's research happen to mention whether this Danish prince was first in line to the throne?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, oh, yeah, maybe he was. Oh, well, that makes it more dramatic.
Maybe he was?
Yeah, well, I've been working on it while I've been out with Ruby. My girl, eh?
I can see you've become friends. Shouldn't you be returning her soon?
No, no, Jennifer Aldridge wouldn't mind if she didn't see her till tea time, I reckon. Anyhow, we've had a fruitful time, haven't we, Ruby? Nothing like fresh air to get the grey cells working. You'll hear my first telling at Cider Club tonight.
So, the whole story is a fabrication?
No, Jim Lloyd, is as true as I sit here in front of you. I just worked in a little Grundy magic, that's all. Here, how's this for the label, eh? Tumble Tussock Cider, made by princes, drunk by men.
It's catchy.
That's been really helpful. Maybe we should have another half.
I think this is the right one, Noel. I mean, it looks exactly like the picture online.
Freddy!
Okay. So not celebrated on account of taste, but we knew that. Oh, look, there's more!
It could be any old mushroom or toadstool, maybe a poisonous one.
Okay. Whew. Just visitors on hire bikes. Sometimes the gardeners ride about, especially this far out. Don't want them sneaking up on us.
Oh, wow. You really live life on the edge, eh? Chased by the gardener.
Hey. First rule of breaking the rules, don't get caught.
Chicken.
You don't know my mum, and I don't need the hassle.
Can you feel anything yet?
I don't think one mushroom's really enough.
Maybe it wasn't the right sort?
No. It was. This is the perfect environment for them. Here, look.
Are you sure we can just pick them and eat them like that?
I thought you wanted to get high.
Yeah, but...
Well, now who's the chicken?
Right. The next one's mine.
Well, finders keepers. Adam.
Why weren't you answering the door?
I've been feeling a little under the weather.
Oh, you don't look unwell. Mum said she's been looking after Ruby and you haven't left the house. What's going on?
Come here, Freddy. There's more, loads more.
This tree bark is amazing. It's like it's breathing.
I feel sick. Am I going to be sick?
How many have you had?
I'm not sure. It's not funny, Freddy.
Don't worry, just relax.
I am relaxed. I can hear them crawling about. Can you hear them? Maybe we should have washed them. They could be poisonous.
Come on. I'm sorry, Noel. I don't mean to laugh, but
slug is enormous.
They're glowing. They're silvery.
Freddy, there's more here. And some over there.
Let's get them out.
Here, eat up.
I feel like a child, being made to shower and change and eat.
You'll feel better for it.
I doubt it. No.
What?
Oh, James and Leone. I invited them to lunch on a Thursday. How could I forget? I can't possibly do it. Justin would see that I'm well and I can't be.
Why not?
Because I can't be well until after Sunday. Until after... No, I should cancel. I'll text James now.
Right. Stop. Don't you think this is overkill?
No, it is the only way with Matt. I just want him out of my life.
Then stand up to him. Ambridge is your home, not his.
I know, but he keeps turning up when I least expect, calling, leaving messages. I try to argue with him, but there's always a spark between us, and he knows it.
It's not love, Lillian. I've been there. I know how difficult it is to feel that temptation, but this isn't love.
No. Oh, no, you're probably right. When Matt left me, it wasn't the loss of money or even the embarrassment. It was being alone. That's what hurt.
And yet.
Sometimes I look at Justin while he's engrossed in a task, or if I happen to wake before him, and I catch myself wondering what surprises he has in store for me. You never really know someone until...
You know Matt.
Yeah. I know the worst and the best of him. Strangely enticing.
He's really messed with your head, hasn't he?
To be fair, it was pretty scrambled before he turned up.
He sees your vulnerability and he uses it. He's jealous of Justin, don't you see? So Justin can be a little too work-focused, but he loves you. He left his wife for you.
Yeah, you're right, he did.
It's Matt. Oh. He's away today, back tomorrow.
You see, I hope he doesn't know Justin's away. I don't want him turning up at the door.
This is ridiculous.
But what else can I do, Adam?
Hey, don't upset yourself.
He asked me to go away with him. I couldn't tell you on Sunday, Adam. I wanted to so badly, but I didn't have the courage.
Did you consider his offer?
For a split second, one tiny moment, yeah, I actually considered it, leaving it all behind, the wedding, family. What's wrong with me?
Nothing. He's the one with the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Justin left Miranda for me. Do you know how many men promise that and it never materialises? He's a good man with a sincere heart. I have a wedding to plan and a honeymoon to enjoy.
Exactly. Have your lunch with James. Attend the Hunt Ball with Justin. Live your life, Lillian. Leave Matt Crawford to me.
No, don't worry. I printed a new set off.
Sure? I'm still in the car park. Got cornered by Linda at the front desk. I can pass them over to you.
No, you're all right.
Okay, if you're sure.
Cheers for the lift. And... You're all right, aren't you, Adam? You just seemed a wee bit quiet on the way over.
Oh, I'm fine. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye. Oh, Roy, I'm glad you could step in.
Oh, any news from Kathy?
No, it's just food poisoning, she reckons, and not from my kitchen before you asked.
Thought didn't even cross my mind.
Anyway, we're seeing three candidates today. I've got printouts of Kathy's notes and interview prep for each one, as well as their applications and CVs.
Uh-huh.
The first one's here already, I think.
Oh, great. Kathy did email them over last night, but didn't get in till late.
No, it's fine, Roy. Although, you'll not need to see her CV.
Why? Hang on, it's Lexi.
Yeah, it sure is. Did you not know? Oh, speak of the devil.
I hope I'm not too early, but they told me to come through at the desk.
No. Come right in. We're ready, aren't we, Roy?
Yeah, sure. Hello, Lexi.
Roy, it's good to see you.
Right, can I get you a drink?
No, thank you.
Well, why don't you take a seat then and we'll get started.
We picked more than I thought.
You ate most of them. I'm surprised you're bothering to clean these.
I wonder if the hit's any different when they're dried.
I guess we'll see, right?
Are you sure?
Why?
I'm going to be sick. The slugs are huge. Oh, they're staring at me.
Whatever. I didn't say that.
You did too.
I don't think they really worked on me.
They worked all right.
So we can leave them in here to dry?
Nah. We're going to need somewhere safer.
They're paying hard earned money for that experience. That's important to me.
Thank you.
Yeah, although there are those customers that refuse to be satisfied. So how do you deal with difficult guests in a busy restaurant?
You know, the golden rule is to remember, it is never personal. In my experiences, it's always a customer who brings some troubles or worries with them and poof, it comes out on the restaurant floor in front of everybody. The priority is to recognize what they need and provide it quickly. Then it's making sure other diners are the least affected by this incident. The customer is always right.
Yeah, even when they're wrong. That's good for business. And just out of interest, how did you come to learn your golden rule?
Excuse me if I'm... But do you have children?
No.
When you have children, they teach you. Believe me. Sometimes they cry and you can't fix it, so you put all the right things in place, show them love and hope for the best. And I love what I do.
Okay, thank you, Lexi. I think we've asked everything.
I have just one more question.
Sure. Go ahead.
Well, customers and guests aside, sometimes the biggest test is how we deal with people we work with every day.
Yes.
Say, an item wasn't selling well on the menu. How would you address the matter with the chef?
Honestly?
Yes, you can be honest.
No, I mean honestly. I would find a quiet moment aside and I would tell Ian the dish is not selling. If I think I know why, I will say. And usually, if you approach it right, the chef will want to know the truth. It's good for business.
Thanks. I'm done.
Okay, that's us then.
It's been a pleasure.
Well, as you know, we're keen to fill a position ASAP. We're seeing all the applicants today and hoping to get back to you all by tomorrow morning at the latest.
Great.
Right, okay, I'll see you out.
Look, why did you two take five and I'll see if the next candidate's arrived. It's lovely seeing you again, Lexi.
You too, Ian.
Oh, well, that was weird.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Roy. I didn't know you would be here.
I work here. I didn't even know you'd applied.
No. Look, you're busy now, but I'll wait around until you finish and then we can talk.
Yeah. It's really good to see you.
You too.
What's in here?
The ghosts of my ancestors.
You're not as funny as you think you are.
It's nothing. It's just an attic with old stuff in it.
And your mum doesn't come up here?
No, not since Dad died. It's mostly his stuff up here.
A diver's helmet?
Yeah. Yeah, he accumulated loads of things over the years.
And you're really okay leaving the shrooms up here to dry?
Yeah. Well, the staff don't venture up here and Mum doesn't come up because...
What of your dad?
Yeah.
So this is like your personal domain?
Yeah, you could say that. Not that there's much room up here, but...
There is a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad was a bit of a hoarder.
My dad hates clutter. Even with his desk, he has it just so. Thinks a person's space tells you a lot about them.
Well, this space, the things in it, is the closest you'll get to my dad.
Pinball! Can we play?
In a bit, but first we've got to find a spot for these. Maybe near the window? We can try them in the light.
Sounds good. You think they'll be done by tomorrow?
Why? You ready for another trip?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we could go up to Lakey Hill, somewhere away from here. First rule of breaking the rules?
Don't get caught.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Matt!
Adam, fancy seeing you here.
I've been waiting for you.
Oh, not too long, I hope. I only just got back. What can I do for you?
Stay away from Lillian.
Sorry?
No more text messages, phone calls, no turning up unannounced, and no more unwanted gifts, puppies or otherwise.
You can't mean Ruby. Lillian loves her.
She loves Justin. She's marrying Justin.
Adam, mate, she's her own woman. If she has a problem with me, she'll tell me herself.
She has, several times, but you're not getting the message.
What, and you're here to deliver it, are you? Did she tell you we've been out together? Day trips and all sorts, while Mr. Elliot's away, the mice will play.
You're not a mouse, you're a rat. It ends here. Understood?
Adam, mate, you don't know Lillian like I do.
If you really cared about her, mate,
you'd let her be happy.
What, with Justin? See, I'm not sure he does make her happy, because if he did, how come she keeps seeing me? She told you how she feels about me, didn't she? Did she use the L word? Is that what's got your knickers in a twist?
She deserves to be happy.
Don't you get it, Adam? She kept the puppy.
You left her penniless and alone. And now she's turned her life around. Now she's with someone who actually cares about her. You want to mess it up for laughs?
Well, I never took you to be the violent type.
There needs must.
Oh, I get it. Playing the alpha male, now you and your hubby want to have a baby.
What?
Except it isn't exactly having a baby, is it? Not the normal way. You'll have to forgive me. I don't know how these things work. I'm the old-fashioned type, you know, Adam and Eve and all that.
Who told you?
I've always wondered, how do you decide which one of you is going to be the natural farmer? Toss a coin? Who's it going to be then? You? No, it'll be Ian, won't it? He's the one wearing the trousers in your house. And the pinny, I suppose. Confused the heck out of you, poor kid. Personally, I think the term natural father is misleading.
Shut up.
Nothing natural about it, is there? Going begging to any random woman to provide the pipeworks you ain't...
Stay away from Lillian.
Oh.
And stay out of my business.
You're an idiot, Adam. You think anyone's going to hand you a baby after you attack a man in a car park? All it takes is one call to the police.
So, girls are doing okay?
Yes, they're well. Nevenya is top of her class test for science and English, so she is happy.
She takes after you then. Smart.
And I think Violetta may have a boyfriend. She is being very secretive at the moment.
Maybe she takes after you too.
Roy, I was going to find you and surprise you afterwards. I didn't know you would actually be on the interview panel.
Neither did I till late last night.
This is all a mess. I didn't know if I should tell you because you work here and it might feel like, you know, I'm asking you to help me get it.
That'd be no use anyway.
I know. And now it looks like some weird secret thing and it really wasn't wrong.
Yeah, because you're good enough to do it all by yourself.
Thank you. This food is amazing, by the way.
Perks of the job. If you don't mind sitting on crates. There is a staff room, if you prefer.
No, I like this.
Good. Maybe we can do it again next week.
Next week? I don't know where I'll be.
You could be here. If you want to be. You got the job, Lexi. The 3-month contract. Ian decided before we wrapped up.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah, all right.
Double scotch, no ice? Must have been some argument.
I needed to get the message through to him.
And here I am thinking you hung around for me.
Ian,
look, I understand how you feel about Lillian, but Matt's only doing this because she let him in. She opened the door to that. She considered running away with him after what he did.
If you saw how many times he calls, texts...
Well, but we've got our own lives to focus on at the moment. Lillian's a grown-up. She makes her own choices. And if she needs a knight in shining armour, which I very much doubt, she's got Justin.
Ian, I need to...
Let's just end this here. I'm sorry, but I don't want Lillian's love triangle coming between us. Or spoiling her chances with Karina.
No.
Just glad you didn't let it get out of hand. I mean, if you'd socked him one, we'd be looking at assault charges and the end to any dreams about having a family. And look, I'm not having a go at him. I'm proud of you.
Proud?
Yeah, look, I remember how satisfying it was to smack Rob in the mouth, and I can only imagine how provocative Matt must have been. So, well done for holding back. Anyway, I better get back to the kitchen.
Sure.
And I mean it, you did well today. Lillian doesn't know how lucky she is. At least I do. I'll see you tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, see you.
What on earth are you doing in the middle of the lane?
Oh, Sheila, it's you. Believe it or not, I ran out of petrol. Thought you might
I'm
be
sorry,
able to
Matt, but I'm only going to Brookfield.
Oh, it's perfect. I bet David's got some petrol he can lend me, just enough to get me to the garage.
No, Matt, you can walk. It's not that far.
Oh, come on, that's not very Christian, is it? Pop the lot, would you? I'm getting soaked. Thanks. You're an angel. How's Alistair?
I'll drive you to David's, Matt. Please, don't feel you have to chat.
Have I done something to offend you?
I don't know. Have you?
I was sorry to hear about the whole dead horse debacle.
I bet you were.
Like I told Latif, one dead horse does not a bad veterinary practice make. But with unhappy clients and a vet who keeps popping off to Glasgow...
Alicia's just lost her mother.
I know, tragic. But that's business, isn't it? Whatever happens, you have to keep going. The client is always number one.
That may be your philosophy. But most normal people are prepared to make an exception for the loss of a parent.
It's Emma all the way for me.
Because?
Well, she's a change from the usual.
Well, is that good enough? Shouldn't you find out what she's standing for, you know, what's important to her?
What, like Robert's six pledges, you mean?
Hey, as leaflets go, you can't knock it. It's comprehensive, says what's important to him.
It's bland and states the obvious.
So why didn't you tell him that?
Ah,
I see. Couldn't tell him to his face, could you?
No, I was actually still shocked that you dragged me to the shop for a sweetie run. I thought it was going to be something vital, like...
What, like Speedos?
Oh, Dad!
Come on, I got razors, I got sun cream.
Both freely available when you get there.
Ah, but can Portugal offer up fruit salads? Your mum loves these.
Well, make sure you save her some, then. Can I have one?
Mm. Can I have one?
Yeah, for driving you to the shop and being accosted by Robert Snell. Thank you. Well, I don't think Mum's in the holiday mindset yet.
Oh, give her time.
Mm. I better get my stuff over to Rickard. It is empty.
Yep, last guest checked out yesterday. Although you could have our room.
Ah, Rickard is fine.
Okay, then it's all yours.
You guys packed?
Mm-hmm. Just waiting on your brother to get back and I'll put the cases in the car. In the meantime, I think your gran's making his brunch.
Oh, great. Well, I'll do this later, then.
We will be on the other end of the phone, Pip. You know, if anything goes...
Everything is going to be fine, Dad. I want you and Mum to have a fantastic time.
Thanks. We will. But, you know, it's a lot to take on, and I don't want you to feel
alone.
Well,
I won't be. I've got Josh and Ben and Gran.
And Ed will be helping out.
Exactly. No, don't worry about me.
You're a good egg, you are.
I try. Oh, look, it's Auntie Shula.
And Matt Crawford. Hi, Shula. Everything okay?
Yes. Mum in?
Yes, she's in the kitchen.
Oh, good.
Thanks again, Shula.
Sorry, David. I couldn't stop him. What's all that about?
It's me. Hello, Matt.
David, I hear you're going away.
Yeah, just a little holiday.
Nice. I'm taking a trip as well.
Except you're going for good. Or so I hear.
Yeah, everyone keeps reminding me.
Is there something I can help you with?
Come away from the window and sit down, Shula.
Poor David. I didn't mean for him to get lumbered with him.
He'll be fine. Are you all right?
Yes.
Any news from Anisha?
We're keeping in touch through Rex, mainly. I've spoken to her twice. Oh, it was difficult hearing her so sad. She's always strong and determined. All we can really do is be there for her when she needs us.
You look exhausted.
Oh, I am. Had a few errands to run and thought I might pop in for a quick cup of tea with you. Take a break.
You'll do more than that. I'm doing brunch for David and Ruth before they leave for their holiday.
Oh, of course, that's today.
So you may as well stay for something to eat.
I won't argue with you.
Good. It's nearly ready.
I'll lay the table.
Everything on schedule for the ball?
Just about. I finally finished the seating plan, again.
I'm sure it'll be wonderful.
Maybe. Lillian was out for a hack this morning, very excited about the ball. She was telling me all about her wedding plans, too.
That's nice. I know Elizabeth's flattered to host it.
How many places shall I lay?
Ben's out, so it'll just be David and Ruth and us.
Pip was outside.
Oh, good. One more, then. Josh said he'd grab something once he's dropped them off. Are you going to answer that?
No.
I wish you would. It's a horrible sound.
It's Graham. I've been forced to give him his own ringtone.
Oh. Elizabeth mentioned him, too.
Oh, it's not funny, Mum.
He can't be that bad.
Oh, he's just high maintenance. Can't work the alarm system, his own sat-nav, or remember the password for the computer. Every time I look up, he's loitering in a doorway waiting to ask me a question I've probably answered 50 times already.
David said he was pretty good when he came over here a few days ago. I think it was a torn udder. Very professional is how David described him.
Yes, I know. I'm probably being unfair.
Here, eat some bread and butter. You used to do the trick when you were little.
Oh, I'm just tired of it all, Mum. Alistair's under so much pressure, so I feel like I have to deal with everything right now. I wish it would all go away.
I know it's been particularly taxing for you recently, but it'll be over soon. Just keep it ticking along. It's like building a house of cards. The last few were always the scariest because the whole thing could come down. But this time next week, you'll be wondering what all the fuss was about.
Oh, you know, you're right. Except Graham. He'll still be here next week.
Well, he has come out of retirement for you.
Yes, I am being a bit mean. He has cancelled a personal occasion to be on call the night of the ball. I might actually see my husband if he's managed to buy that new tux he promised he would.
Mm. Oh, it smells delicious, Gran.
You sucking the sweet, Pip. We're about to eat.
Why, blame Dad. I'll check on Mum.
Tell her brunch is on the table.
Yeah, will do.
So, will you go and call David?
So when you see an opportunity like this, you have to go for it.
Sounds interesting.
It is, really. No, if you fancy putting a little bit aside for investment, just
David,
you let me know.
David, Mum says lunch is ready.
Oh, right. I'd better go.
Sure. Well, thanks again for your help, David. Have a nice holiday.
Right.
I'll be seeing you, Shula.
Aren't you leaving on Sunday?
Yeah, no need to sound so pleased about it.
Well, I doubt I'll see you before then, so...
I wouldn't be too sure. I might surprise you.
Please don't.
You never know. It could be something good.
Come on, David, let's go in.
What took you so long?
Oh, don't ask. Ooh, that smells good.
Would someone tell Mum she's going on holiday today?
She shouldn't be on the phone.
She's fine.
David.
Oh, you know how she is. If she deals with a call, she'll feel better about going. Guilt is a very big part of not enjoying holidays for Ruth.
Not something you seem to suffer from.
No, I'm lucky like that.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, it's Rafe. I better take it. Hello, Rafe. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm sorry if I've started my holiday early, but I can't help it. Just the thought of being in the Algarve, the sun shining, water lapping nearby, no early mornings, no raincoats, no need to lift a finger. It's absolute heaven.
Doesn't sound like heaven to me.
No, me either. Sounds pretty boring. Must be the sugar rush talking.
What sugar rush? You've been at the sweets too, David.
It was Pip.
No, it wasn't.
Sorry about that.
What did Rafe have to say?
We've received a very generous gift for the raffle at the ball, apparently.
Ooh, what is it?
A Rhine cruise for two.
Goodness.
Wow, fantastic.
Yes.
Well, crack a smile, sis.
Well, I'm sure Ruth won't mind if we start. Oh, the soup will get cold. Shula, will you pass me your bow?
Actually, Mum, I'm so sorry, but I should probably go. I've got so much to do.
No, have a break. You need it.
Sit down and have some soup.
Or take some with you. There's plenty.
No, it's okay. Honestly, there's something I need to do, and it can't wait.
What happened there?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Not even a bye, David. Have a nice holiday.
Would you stop, Dad? It's not working. Nobody's jealous.
I hope she's all right.
Are you kidding? With a prize like that for the ball, we should be peeling her off the ceiling.
I wonder who donated it.
I was hoping I'd catch you.
Ah, you wouldn't be the first. The car's just up ahead. Walk with me.
Actually, this won't take long. I've just spoken to Rafe.
Ah, what did I tell you? Might be something good.
It is a very generous gift, Matt.
Thank you, Sheila.
But I'm sure you understand the Hunt can't accept it.
Oh?
It's too much.
Well, I see how that's a problem.
Well, frankly, I'd rather not accept it.
Why?
Fine. I'll tell you why. Because I believe you're the reason Latif Hussein no longer wishes to do business with us.
Really?
You've never forgiven Alistair for refusing to put down that horse, have you? And you've had a grudge against the business since Anisha landed Latif as a client without your help. I might have known you wouldn't pass up the chance for a petty revenge. Exploiting your connection with Latif to badmouth our businesses and spreading false rumours of incompetence around the county. Well?
That is one vivid imagination you got, Shula. Even so, you wouldn't turn down something that benefits the Hunt because of some personal gripe, would you?
Personal gripe?
I'm sure patrons of the Hunt wouldn't be too pleased.
If it's not accepted, they won't know.
And what are you going to say to Rafe?
Oh.
Look, this isn't coming from me, if that's what's bothering you. It's a generous donation on behalf of my employer, Hugo Melling. We've had a very successful investment round. And before I go, I wanted to give something back to the community. Surely you can't have a problem with that.
No.
Great.
Please pass on our thanks to Mr. Melling.
Was that it?
Sorry?
Where's my ticket then?
You think you'll be welcome at the ball?
Of course. It's only right that I get to present the biggest prize of the night, in the absence of Mr. Melling, of course.
Won't you be catching your flight on Sunday?
Yeah. The perfect send-off. Sipping champagne surrounded by beautiful women in posh frocks.
Right. I'll see what I can do about the ticket.
Thank you. Very generous. From what I hear, it should be one hell of a night.
Thank you, Linda. At least Anisha will know we're thinking of her. Shula asked me to pick up a card while I was out, but I'm never sure what's appropriate.
Happy to have helped, Alistair. And while I have you here, I wondered whether you'd come to a decision about who you might vote for the new parish council member.
I haven't actually made my mind up.
Excellent. Do you have a copy of Robert's leaflet? Here. I see Emma Grundy's flyer is still displayed in the shop window.
Well, it's nice to see younger people taking an interest in civic duties. Anyway,
well, of course, though we all know how they can lose interest just as easily. Robert, on the other hand, is reliable, a strong and...
stable candidate.
Yes. Once Robert takes a matter in hand, he'll stick with it. Whereas a young mother with various jobs and duties to the home, can she be trusted to see the job through? That's my question. It's clear. There's only one real candidate.
Morning.
Hello, Dad.
Jim.
There are two candidates standing, as Alistair well knows, and I can assure him they are both very real.
I simply
meant... I've been hearing positive things about Emma all week.
Well, only because you've been the one saying them.
Right, well,
she's young, energetic, and brings a lot of valuable experience to the table.
Oh, careful, Jim. You sound a little like Emma's campaign manager. You should have written it down and printed it out. It would make a good campaign leaflet.
Ah, well, the interesting irony here is the younger candidate is employing the older, tried and tested techniques. Emma would much rather talk to the constituents face to face rather than putting all her efforts into a flashy pamphlet.
Robert is all about meeting his constituents face to face. He spent the last week going door to door.
I can confirm that.
Thank you, Alistair. Personally, I'm surprised anyone answers.
And Mungo's little outfit was adorable, bless him.
Oh.
Oh, Jenny, it was fabulous having them over, spending time with them, without the arguments and bickering.
So, evidently you're feeling much better then.
Yeah, much better. Oh, Jenny, don't be grumpy with me.
Oh, I'm not being grumpy, Lillian, but I am concerned. One minute you're ill and can't leave the house, and then you're well and driving to Birmingham to shop. The sudden ups and downs I find a little bit destabilising. Are you really all right?
Yes, it's
Oh, it's just been a bit of a week.
Oh, well, do tell.
Oh, nothing specific, just a culmination of things. And the wedding's under 2 months away now, and you haven't even decided what you're wearing.
At least we can fix that today.
Yes. Now, I've been a little wobbly lately. It's simply nerves, I suppose.
Okay. And have you finally decided on your colours? Because you've already changed your mind 3 times.
Well, you know, I've been thinking, why have a colour scheme at all? I think everyone should wear whatever they want.
Oh.
I mean, well, it's not about the clothes anyway. It's about me and...
Is that yours?
Don't worry, darling. It won't be important.
As an ordinary member of the public who happens to support Robert, I can make comments about either candidate. However, as parish council clerk, you are not afforded the same freedom.
I was merely levelling the playing field for the benefit of a local voter.
Well, it appears your local voter has skedaddled.
The point remains. You cannot accuse me of bias. I'm merely reiterating what I've heard from residents in the village.
And in so doing, you have been her walking, talking promoter.
Oh, I have no personal preference, only an interest in the process.
Nonsense. It's been clear since day one, Jim Lloyd, that the only reason you are so shamelessly pro-Grundy is because you're so vociferously anti-Snell. I shall be watching you closely on election day.
Not again. Thought you'd finalised the seating plan.
Mm.
I bet you're regretting inviting Philip now. You can't seem to decide where to put the poor man.
Oh, it's not for Philip.
Who then?
Matt.
Crawford?
The self-same.
How the devil did he get an invitation?
Oh, I'll tell you later. Right now, I'm trying to decide who I can put him next to. But I don't think there's anyone I hate that much.
He'll need an extra seat for his ego, so put him next to himself.
Oh, if only. Oh... I can't take any more of that man. It's like Mum said, I'm on the last tier of my house of cards and he's not bringing it down. This ball is going to be a fantastic success.
That's the spirit.
10 more minutes on this and then I'm getting ready to meet Elizabeth for our spa treatments at Grey Gables.
Well deserved.
Nothing else is going to go wrong. What?
Okay, this is not as bad as it sounds.
What? Has Graham said he won't be on call now?
No, no.
Then what?
I didn't buy a new tux.
Oh.
I didn't have time, sorry. But don't worry, I rented one.
Oh, Alistair.
It's a nice one.
Rented?
Honestly, Miss Moneypenny, you'll see.
Oh, don't try and charm your way out of this. It's a big night for me, and you promised.
Okay, I'll try it on, and if you hate it, I'll change it. But you'll love it. I know you will.
Well, I'm very pleased you changed your mind about Sunday.
Oh, with a dress like this, who wouldn't go to the ball?
Which one? You're holding 3.
Yeah, I think I need to try them before I make up my mind.
Oh, well, the changing rooms are over there.
Oh, well spotted.
I bet Justin was relieved that you're going to the Hunt Ball.
He's been in London for a few days, so luckily he didn't even know I've been poorly.
Has he got everything he needs?
Yes, yes. Easy for men, isn't it? One tux is as good as the next. But girls get to have more fun. Oh, now, what do you think of this?
For the ball?
Hmm.
Well, won't you be cold? It's backless.
It's only October, Jenny. Besides, so if you've had a few drinks, we won't feel a thing. Now, which colour would you go for?
Neither.
Oh, come on. Come on, we could get one each. Like when Mum would dress us up in the same outfit for parties.
She did, didn't she?
I think it was a thing back then, wasn't it? For girls especially, you hated
it. Well, only because you'd moan and groan until she agreed to what you wanted to wear.
Oh, what about the time she made those all-in-one style thingies?
Oh, don't, don't. That was the worst Boxing Day ever. You looked like 2 walking, talking Christmas stockings.
Oh, what was it? Crushed velvet. Mine was red
No, mine was cherry red and yours is green.
Really? I remember the other way around.
Aren't you going to check who that is?
What, darling?
Your phone. It's been pinging since we set out. Haven't looked at it once.
Oh, it's fine, honestly. Usually salespeople. Once they know you're planning a wedding, they send you all sorts of nonsense.
Lillian, if something was wrong, you would tell me, wouldn't you?
Of course. Nothing is wrong, Jenny.
Oh, good.
Now, are you going back over there for that makeup while I try these on?
not sure. But, hey, I did see some shoes.
Oh, excellent. I'll be in the changing room.
It's the jacket. Does it feel a bit snug?
It can't be. I told him my size. Although now you come to mention it...
Let me print out this seating plan, and then I'll check the label for you.
Thanks.
Why isn't it printing?
It appears to be unplugged.
What?
Ah, you probably moved the table, knocked it out. Don't worry. I'll just... How bad is it?
Right down the back.
Oh, God. It's definitely not my size, then.
What are you going to tell them?
Well, it's their mistake. There's no way I'm paying for it. What?
It's an email from Matt Crawford.
What do you think, Jen? Matt!
Pushka.
What are you doing here?
Needed to see you.
This is a women's changing room. How did you get in?
Told the girl my wife was in here. Shopping for our second honeymoon.
You shouldn't be here.
Really?
Jenny will be back any minute.
Ah, she's busy buying shoes.
Have you been following us?
I've got something to give you.
If she catches you in here...
We haven't got much time.
Don't.
Looks gorgeous on you, by the way. Although, I prefer the red.
Oh, please, Matt.
Lilia, you still in here?
Yes, Jenny.
Any good?
You wouldn't be a darling and fetch me the backless one in midnight blue.
Oh, well, I don't think they had it in blue.
Yeah, they do. I definitely saw it.
Okay, you say so. Back in a sec.
Your arms going like the clappers. You love the thrill of it, me too.
No.
Now, why aren't you answering my messages?
Look, she'll be back in a couple of minutes and come straight through with that dress, so you better leave.
Okay. But I came to give you this.
What is it?
Your ticket out of here. With me. Flight leaves Birmingham Sunday night.
But I...
Shh, Pushka. I'll wait for you at the pub. Be there or be Mrs. Justin Elliot.
Here, have some water. Like you said to me not too long ago, he's not worth it. Shula!
I don't need water,
okay,
Alistair.
But calm down, please.
It's all been Matt Crawford. Lateef pulling out.
What?
Losing all that business. The rumours. All the rubbish we've had to put up with. It's all him.
How do you know?
Because I said as much to his face and he didn't deny it.
Oh, dear God.
And now he wants a plus one. I don't know a single person who likes him for miles. And he wants a plus one for the ball.
Look, it's been a tough week for you. I know it has, but we have to try and rise above it.
Oh, you have no idea. I'm sick to death of holding back, keeping my cool, trying to be the better person. It doesn't work. How dare he? He knows the effort that's gone into building our businesses.
I know.
To landing Lateef, to establishing a reputation. And now it's all in the dirt, thanks to him.
Oh, darling. Look, why don't you go and meet Elizabeth as arranged? I'll sort out the seating plan.
Oh, this isn't about the seating plan. The man is toxic, Alistair. He's poisonous and toxic. And the sooner this village is rid of him, the better.
Right. They didn't have the one you wanted, but I found this. It's, well, it's more navy than I... Lillian?
Can we go home? I think I've had enough shopping for one day.
Well, of course. Well, put your shoes on.
Thanks.
What's that?
Nothing. It's just shopping vouchers.
Lillian, you're acting very strangely again.
Sorry, Jenny. It's been a bit of a strange week.
Has it?
Yeah. But if I can just make it past Sunday, everything will be all right. I know it will.
We'll be right back.
This is the BBC.
Keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.